This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Tonight, boy, still some heavy hearts for sure. That's what happened in Pittsburgh. That awful, despicable act that now has led to lots of questions about where are we headed now. Kate Delaney again, ATN, kicking it off with Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, it was just shocking, I think, what happened at Tree of Life Synagogue. And I know some people who knew some people connected to it. Luckily, they weren't in the synagogue, but they feel just as badly for what's happened.
Yes, I know somebody that had gone there, my doctor actually had gone there when she was doing a residency and knew all these people.
Wow.
Knew everybody who was killed. It was awful.
Yeah, it was awful. So the reaction in Washington, because there's been a lot of conversation about not politicizing this and then Trump saying things, et cetera. What's the latest there?
Well, the president tweeted out today, or actually yesterday, there is a great anger in our country caused by inaccurate and even fraudulent reporting of the news, the fake news media. The true enemy of the people must stop. The open and obvious hostility and report the news accurately and fairly, that will do much to put out the flame of anger and outrage, and we will then be able to bring all sides together in peace and harmony. So today, Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave a briefing, her first one in weeks, and basically said would not respond to who the fake media was. She said they know who they are.
But they won't say who that is.
Won't say who it is.
And as you said, briefing, the first briefing we've seen in a while from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and I guess there's word that the president and the first lady are going to go to Pittsburgh right on Tuesday?
Right. Well, the rabbi at the synagogue said that he's welcome. Other rabbis in the city have said he's not, but obviously it's the synagogue's rabbi that's the important one.
Yeah. In the meantime, people are talking about what's happened with the three hate crimes, or what we think are going to be hate crimes in the 72 hours, and the effect it might have on the midterm elections. You've been in Washington a long time. What do you think?
Well, I have been in Washington a long time, but I don't necessarily know how the midterm elections are going to be affected. What we do know, for instance, is that everybody said Hillary Clinton was going to win, it was going to be a landslide, et cetera. And they didn't know. And I once had a teacher that said the only real poll is on election day. And so we really don't know what the effect is going to be. It will obviously have some effect in terms of who votes and what they vote for. But other than that, I cannot tell you.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. You grew up in a family, especially with your brothers, who you talked about current events. Everybody was active in what was going on in your community. So I think that fueled the fire for you to do what you're doing. It did for me. Do you think that younger people are more apathetic, or do you think more will get out and vote? And this is, again, speculating.
Well, it depends. I think that millennials have the lowest voting record of any group ever. They don't tend to vote. However, Generation Z, which is just now coming of age, and they'll probably vote in the next presidential election, but probably won't be voting much in this election, if any. Generation Z is very, very active, and they're very, very vocal. So I don't know. I do know that the millennials tend to be on their iPhones all the time. Whenever I go out to dinner with a millennial, I sit on their iPhones because I say, you're going to talk and you're not going to be looking at your iPhones. I'm a beast.
I love that. I'm a beast. So having said that, I love that about Generation Z, though. My nephew's in that generation, and I know as soon as he can vote, he's 17, he will in the next one. The other story that everybody's talking about, I would like to say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. Really, is this one, is how many troops are going to the Mexican border, and that still is game on, isn't it?
Well, so it looks like it's 200 troops. The president might switch what is required to be there for asylum. And the other question is, there's an act that basically said you cannot use American troops to police in America. So the question is whether the president is going to violate that act or what that means. And, of course, the people do have a right to be interviewed, but the question is what questions they're going to be asked. And also we know that the first caravan that went from Honduras to Mexico, the Mexicans are actually giving them work, temporary work permits. So a lot of people may choose to stay in Mexico and work.
Wow. So interesting. All right, Ellen Radner, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So you heard what Ellen had to say there. She really filled in the blanks for us. Not everybody embracing the president's trip to Pittsburgh, but where the massacre actually happened, they are the rabbi there. So the president and the first lady are going on Tuesday. It feels like it's an attack on America, and I really believe the president thinks that too. I mean, look, we've already talked about that, the Jared Kushner and his daughter Ivanka, and they're also going to, by the way, going to be there too as well. And I mean, you know, this is the bottom line. The rabbi Jeffrey Myers, the Tree of Life Synagogue, said he would be welcoming, and it would be his honor to always meet a president of the United States. And there are others who are saying that he was not welcome until he denounced white nationalism. So we can see that there are a lot of opinions being volleyed around in the wake of what happened just a few days ago. And, geez, wow. Unbelievable. And then there was this story to continue on the heels of the 11 who were killed at the synagogue in Pittsburgh that I read today in the Washington Post. There was a Holocaust survivor that beat death again. I mean, unbelievable. But there was this 80-year-old Judah Samet who escaped a concentration camp 70 years ago, was in the parking lot late for services. That's right when the gunman had gone in and killed the 11 people that ranged in age from 54 to 97 years old. He said, you know, he was 4 minutes late. So instead of getting there at 9:45, which he would have, he got there maybe at 9:50 or later, and he pulled into a spot, and a man that was dressed in black told him there was an active shooter, told him to back out carefully, and then he saw a police officer exchanging gunfire. Wow. There he was right there again. I mean, just unbelievable. And so, you know, think of where he escaped, what happened. Shocking. Shocking and just something so apropos, I guess, in a way for that man. But the Tree of Life was the name of the synagogue. And if you haven't heard the story, and I think most of you have by now, there was the shooting on the weekend that happened at the synagogue where 11 people were killed. There were some others that were wounded. 97-year-old even, and just, wow, unbelievable. And still so much reaction, I think, to that and to what it means for churches and synagogues and any places of worship as to whether or not they will be armed. And I've told the story now a couple times. Friends of mine say in Los Angeles at their church, you don't know who they are, but people have concealed and carry for every single service. Stay with us.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Obviously, over the weekend, just the shock. And I say this, just picture yourself. You're at some service. You're there for a baptism. You're there for a wedding. You're whatever religion you happen to be. And it's all of a sudden a whole different game. A sad, twisted thing happens. And it's just not what you're expecting. And suddenly you are in a situation where you have got to figure out what's your next move. You know, what am I going to do? And I've had long discussions with so many people on this show about that, as you know, and we'll do more of that. And I've had them off the air the last couple of days about what are houses, any kind of house of worship, what are they doing? And it seems that if they don't have some kind of a guard, some have opted to have people who have concealed and carry, they have the permits for them, that they are there in the crowd like they would normally be. They're a member of the congregation, but they're armed. They're armed somehow. You know, they've got a weapon, that if that were to happen, they could you know, they could fire, they would be there. So that becomes the question. It's like the teacher question. In Israel, we know this, the teachers are what? They're armed. And why are they armed? They're armed because it's too dangerous for them not to be, because it's just the soft target, and that's what places of worship are. They're a soft target. So that's what we're talking about here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and I always say it is about what's going on in your backyard and mine, and there's lots of conversation about that, as there would be and should be, because there's massive concern over, you know, what's next? What do we do? How do we defend ourselves? Do we want to live in the world paranoid? No, but do we really need to be aware of our surroundings? And the answer to that question is you do need to be aware of your surroundings. But if I'm in Pittsburgh and I'm in this suburb and I'm going to an early morning service where a few different things are going on in the synagogue, I'm not thinking that this is ripe for us being a target today, that, you know, somebody's going to come in and they're going to start shooting. And until somebody calls 911 or the SWAT team gets here and the police get here, we're basically sitting ducks and we have to figure out what we're going to do. If we're away from where it's taking place, or we're just walking in the door, we're running away, or what are we doing? Sadly, that's where we are. So if that's where we are, then what is the action going forward? What is it that is the thing that you have to do or think about doing, or having conversations in these congregations anyway about doing, just like they are in schools, sadly, we know, and just like they are in other places that should be places that are safe, including your own place of employment? How often do we see, sadly, that, where somebody's disgruntled, somebody from the past comes in, whatever the story is, and in an instant like that, everything changes. And we've had that conversation with people who have been targeted. We've had three different high-profile cases where people in the 10 years have come on with us to talk about the horrific feeling it is when you're trapped and, you know, you're trying to figure out, okay, what's the next move? In fact, if you remember, one of the last people we talked to told us about being at that D.C. Navy Yard when the former Navy reservist killed 12 people in a mass shooting and then was killed by the police. That was back in 2013. And the person we talked to, we just talked to about a year ago, who was in that situation, and everybody was ducking for cover and running and trying to figure out where, you know, where they were going to go and how they were going to escape it. And they were just absolutely stunned at a Navy shipyard, at a Navy yard. Wow. And so whether it's where you work, whether it's where you worship, or whether it's where you send your kids to school, it is sadly what you do have to contemplate. And does it mean be paranoid, look over your shoulder, think the world is coming to an end? No. It is sad times. It's sad that that's what we have to contend with, because as a kid, I certainly didn't have to deal with that. Many of you listening to me, you certainly weren't thinking that. And I was in that in-between era, too, where it wasn't Cold War, so there wasn't any of the duck and cover drills. So I didn't have that childhood where you were concerned about that. You know, you were concerned about the fire drills. We had fire drills, that's it. There wasn't any metal detectors. There wasn't a concern about somebody coming in with a gun, kidnapping us, somebody doing something else like that. It was never a concern. Now, it's not about, is it a concern? Let's move the ball forward. What do you want to do? Congregations need to have those conversations, if they haven't, with their flock, their parishioners, the people who go there and worship, the folks in the synagogues, whatever kind of worship it is, and make that kind of a decision. Do we stay as we are and just be more alert? Do we have some kind of protocol? Do we have a guard? Do we have concealed and carry throughout the services where there's one or two people who are who are already have the permits for that and feel secure doing it. And we just don't tell people who it is, because why would you do that? Just let it roll. And that, I think, is what's happening. I think that's happening more than one would suspect. I mean, so you got to catch up with, sadly, the reality of domestic terrorism and how it has altered our lives. But to alter it permanently, boy, we sure don't want that. That's for sure. And the Pittsburgh mayor and the former rabbi at the synagogue thought that the president should wait, so he's coming in on Tuesday. The Pittsburgh suspect says he prefers the term invaders to describe immigrants because he was listening to the talking points on TV, apparently, great. And Robert Bowers, his name is, complained about the invaders 6 days before the shooting, is what he was saying. And he wrote on social media, his social media, Gab it is, that I've noticed a change in people saying illegals, not that now I say invaders. I like this. Whatever it is, he has forever changed the lives of lots and lots of families. And, you know, he, minutes before, 11 days before, he was writing all kinds of stuff about the caravan, etc., on this social media site. And then on October 27th, he goes into the Tree of Life synagogue, and he wrote that post about invaders and said, I'm going in, and likened his anti-immigrant attitudes to his attack on the synagogue. So where, and apparently the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which helps refugees, was one of the things that he was rambling about. So that's what he said when he went in. And I mean, just wow. Unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable as to what has happened here. But again, replacing the hatred with love and replacing the idea of, okay, we don't want this to happen again, and not doing something more proactive. I think at this point that has to be something that's talked about in churches, synagogues, any place of worship, whatever it is, that has to be talked about, because you could be anywhere in this country. That certainly was an area where you would not have expected that to happen. Let's just put it that way. But anything that's a soft target is wide open. Go to the mailbag next here on ATN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing President Trump and wife Melania to visit with the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue and the families of the 11 people shot and killed by an anti-Semite as they prayed on the Sabbath.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking in Boston condemning the murderous rampage.
Our team, the FBI and Department of Justice, on this case right now, charges have already been filed, and we intend to do our duty in this matter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, paper. They may have some fun.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
People had a lot to say. That's why we are flooded with emails. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kate Delaney, ATN. Let's head right to that America Tonight mailbag. And a quick reminder, as people have asked me this, how do I get in the mailbag? How do I get a hold of you? You can go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and there, my friends, you can let it flow. Put in your email and whatever your thoughts are, and that's how many of you are finding me. The other thing is, I'm going to start to put, and I said this last week, I'm going to start to put a lot of the behind the scenes of America Tonight and other things that are going on my Facebook page. So Kate Delaney fan page, Kate Delaney fan page, you'll be able to find some fun stuff that way as well. All right, nothing fun about the emails. You were very pointed, which I think is good. And let's go to those. This one is from Walsh first. He says, Kate, I've listened to the show a bunch, especially in the past year. I've had the pleasure through TuneIn when I'm on my way to the airport and when I'm waiting for flights and stuff because I have a very strange schedule. And I like the fact that you talk a lot about what's happening in the world and don't just hammer us with one thing all the time. I got to tell you, though, this thing with the synagogue is just so despicable, this act, and seeing this guy in a wheelchair, you know, the pictures, the artist rendition they've released of him, and the fact that he seems to be just completely removed from reality, and the fact that he would go in and kill all those innocent people who were just there to worship makes me, frankly, just queasy. And I can't believe this is the kind of stuff that's happening in the United States, although I'm not naive, and I realize it's a much different world than the one that my children grew up in and that I grew up in. And I feel sorry for some of the generations that are coming up now, but I suppose this is what they're used to, the kinds of drills they have to do in school, the kind of conversations they have to have. And frankly, I think that any of the houses of worship need to have people who are armed or higher guards, period, end of story. You cannot be exposed any longer, even though the chances may be a zillion to one that you're going to be picked by some deranged shooter. Why even take the chance? Pass the plate a few extra times and pay for it, for goodness sake. Yeah, I don't think you attack the synagogue because it's not their fault. Like, oh, geez, how come you didn't have, you know, guys that were there with machetes and machine guns? I mean, no. But in moving forward and having that conversation, I said it already, I think you have it with the congregants. You talk to the people that are part of the church. If I was the pastor, if I was leading a group and they were my flock, that's what I would do. It would just be a decision. I would say, these are some options we're considering. We want to move forward with something because we want you to be able to breathe, relax, and really partake in a service and not be concerned about the exits and the doors. And we certainly don't want to lock the doors. And, you know, anyway, somebody could shoot their way in through locked doors too. So you might be hearing more conversations about people saying that that's exactly what they're going to do. In fact, it's interesting because one of our old friends from America tonight, we're going to try to have, you know, that conversation with him, is Archbishop Council Ned, because of the tragic events in Pittsburgh and the fact that, you know, he's saying what's happened. He's saying it couldn't be duplicated in his small central Pennsylvania parish because he's got a .40 caliber pistol. And he explained why he does that. He said, you know, as an Anglican bishop and feeling responsibility to the people who come to the church, I don't want something to happen like the shootings in Charleston, South Carolina, or Antioch, Tennessee, or Sutherland Springs, Texas. The intolerance is a frightening new level, and I want to do what I can to help the people in my church. So that's how he feels. And he says, you know, a pistol in the pulpit may sound extreme, but when people of faith increasingly appear to be targets of armed evil, a good shepherd has to do what they do to protect the flock from the wolves. So, you know, there you have it. And we've had him on the show many, many times, and that's the way he feels in what he can do because of what a soft target those places are. This one's from Charlie, and Charlie says, Kate, gosh, what can you say about the synagogue? I mean, only an evil person would wish anything like that on innocent people that are there to worship, especially people who have lived their whole lives. And isn't this supposed to be the best time of your life in one way, where you get to reap the rewards of spending time with grandchildren or others in the community, and certainly not thinking when you go to a service that you're not going to walk back out of it, and it's had to be awful for those people for that minute or two before to realize that they were going to be shot too. That's something that probably people don't think about, But imagine you, it happens instantaneously, but it was a 10-minute rampage. And I know you described it as the first responders feeling just sick to their stomach and describing the scene as one of the worst that they've ever seen. And of course it's that way because you have exploding bullets that are hitting these people, and what condition are the bodies in? And they're dead. And you've got 11 people that died, and then you have other people that were seriously wounded as well. I had to move on to some more emails that just span the variety of a couple of different things, including this one. This one is from Al, who says, Kate, I hope you are well in your world, sister. We need your voice, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world. The pipe bomber. I heard that the guy from Florida had more bombs that he was ready to send to more people. Is that true? Well, they intercepted, thanks for that, they intercepted 14 packages, and this is Cesar Sayak, but they say that he had planned, I guess from his ramblings, what he had written, what he was working on, that he had a list of about 100 people he wanted to send packages to, and he was going through the list. So this was just a handful of the people on the list, and we certainly have named them well-known Democrats. And he told investigators after he was arrested in Plantation, Florida, that the pipe bombs wouldn't have hurt anyone, that he didn't want to hurt anyone, but they were real. I mean, they checked them out, and they were not fake bombs. They were real bombs, and they would have been a danger to somebody if they had gone off. They think he made the pipe bombs in the van, and they're saying, because they found the equipment, the stamps, the envelopes, the paper, the printer, everything, the powder, all that, that he needed to do that. And hours before he was arrested, it's so strange, he was playing, doing the DJ thing, he was playing music at a Florida strip club where he worked for 2 months. He went, before that, he was a male dancer, he was a pizza delivery guy, he had done a bunch of different jobs. In 2002, he was arrested after Miami cops say he threatened to bomb a power company, saying it would be worse than September 11th. And he's been arrested for a couple of other things as well. So, I mean, now this is it, because you figure with the charges, he has to go through the due process. But looking at the charges and who he targeted, he will certainly, if convicted, go away for probably the rest of his life. He's 56, so there would be 45, 48 plus years involved in that. So, yes, he had a list of 100 people that he was looking at. All right, this one is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I heard you tell the story about all the people who were taking these selfies at Yosemite, and they were dying because of what they, you know, where they were going and the kind of shots they were trying to get and how they were falling to their deaths. I just cannot believe that people are so dumb to do that. I guess the national park has to have signs up about taking selfies. Yeah, you know what was really sad? There was an 18-year-old. He was a hiker, and he was trying to get that. And he was a kid that was visiting, and he fell hundreds of feet to his death. He was at the top of that iconic waterfall that you always see. And how awful, just trying to get a shot. I mean, this is the kind of world we live in, right? I want to get the perfect shot, and I get it. Like, I get trying to get you want to get the perfect photograph. Listen, when we had cameras, we were trying to get perfect photographs, right? I mean, I had a mother who constantly went behind you and clamped down your hair, and it didn't look right and changed things. But we weren't standing on the top of waterfalls. Now, because of this one way, tremendous opportunity to capture what's around you, there's this sort of risk thing, or this not thinking and taking that extra step back. Wow. Be careful out there if you're out at some of those monuments and you're looking at these great views. Just enjoy the view. Just take a picture of the view without making it a selfie. How about that? Send me your thoughts, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Invading the Man Cave next on ATN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's time to invade the man cave.
No, no, it's the teacher that puts in the sound of good right about you now. She's good for him, he was always right for her. She was always all around my town. When you are together, the things are better than impossible to shut their mouths. You're mad the other side, you believe in it, you're right. But please, you gotta hear yourself. You gotta listen to yourself now.
Sweet! Thanks to Andy and the Me's for that little ditty for Invade the Man Cave. So we hit the man cave, and it means, you know, we take your mind off of all the evils out there that we've been talking about that make our hearts heavy and turn to the world of sports, which can also lead to people being upset for a different reason. And trash talking is one thing much different than the hatred we're talking about with this violence in the last, you know, 6 days, but especially the synagogue in Pittsburgh. So Klay Thompson broke the Warrior teammates' record, Steph Curry's NBA single game 3-point record. It was just absolutely incredible. I mean, stand you know, go out to a basketball court and put yourself in three-point range, meaning you're trying to hit from a three-point line. And how many can you hit? I mean, granted, we're not professional athletes, but it was unbelievable what he did. So he sets the record making 14 three-pointers. The previous record was his teammates, Curry's, as I mentioned, of 13. That's absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. In fact, the team overall hit 17 three-pointers. no chance to win that game if you're on the other side of it, and that's what it was like. But hats off to Klay Thompson. That is quite a feat. When they say he has a hot hand, he had the hot hand. That's what people forget about the Warriors. Sometimes they think it's just Steph Curry. No, it's his teammates. So they beat the Bulls 149-124. Ooh, wow. Now we turn to the Cavaliers. The last three NBA championships, the Warriors and the Cavaliers duked it out. Ty Lue has been the coach of the Cavaliers for the past 3 years. He was fired over the weekend. So the Cleveland Cavaliers have a new coach, at least for temporary, Band-Aid maybe. The top assistant, Larry Drew, who was expected to get the gig, at least temporary, like I said, interim, is that's what's happening. And he's in talks about restructuring his contract, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. Lou was fired Sunday by Kobe Altman, who's the GM, who's disappointed, obviously, because the team is 0-6. And, of course, they're 0-6. Why? Because they don't have the best player in basketball anymore. They don't have LeBron James, the three-time NBA champion who went to the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah. He spent four seasons with Cleveland, four seasons where they were in the money. And he's just a difference maker. So without having him there, you're going to get what you get. And Ty Lue is a much different coach because of not having him there. I mean, that's your biggest weapon. You lose your biggest weapon. How do you retool that? And who are you getting to want to come to Cleveland? And certainly there's players that could want to play for Cleveland, but the lure before was playing with LeBron James, or some would say not wanting to play with him because they wanted more of the limelight if they were a superstar player. And now, on the other side of things, for LeBron James, it's a different kind of thing for him because he's dealing with the Lakers, who have a lot of young players around him. Do I think he'll win a championship with the Lakers? I'd say there's a good chance of that. This guy is unbelievable. But now it's a whole different ball game of who you have to get through, including the Warriors. So the Lakers are 2-5 as they try to figure out how to do it. Since we last left you in the Madden cave, the Red Sox and the Dodgers were competing for the World Series. If you watched the game on Friday night, it was a long one. 18 innings, 7 hours, 20 minutes, and it ended with Max Muncy hitting the home run to win that game, and it was the only game that the Dodgers would win. They lost the World Series on Sunday night, 5-1, to the Red Sox team that was just unstoppable. They have a player named Steve Pierce who hit three homers in the series, and it's so fitting because he's 35. He'd been a journeyman and played for a lot of different teams. He grew up in Massachusetts, kept hearing about how wonderful baseball is with Carl Yastrzemski, who was a hero of his dad's and all that stuff. And then he wins the MVP of the series, is a key player in what happened. And the Red Sox win. They have an incredible season where they win 108 games, and the season, they've won four championships in 15 years. They did it with a rookie manager in Alex Cora. Very, very huge for the Red Sox and for David Price, too, who won the World Series, who was the pitcher of record. And, wow, what can you say? Just congratulations to the Red Sox for that awesome performance. Each and every week we do Nail the Score. Don't forget about that. I'm pumping it up for all of you. So Nail the Score is on our Wednesday into Thursday show in our final segment. It's where I pick the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football, or you could love football, but you just pick a side. It's like picking a color. I pick red over blue. You just pick one of the teams and tell me what you think the final score will be, and maybe you will be a winner. We've had, in the 10 years I've done this, we've had two winners and two big winners, and they were very excited. And it's kind of like the lottery. So you don't have to pay the money like Powerball or Mega Millions. And drat, you didn't win that, I don't think. You could be listening to us and have won it, and you're not going to call the show, I'm sure. But Nail Score is so much fun. So make sure you tune in and do that. If you are out there and you're kicking, got one eye open, definitely jam on the digits and be part of it. Or send me an email and I'll keep pumping that up. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. Hit contact, and as long as you do it while we're in that segment, it counts. And I usually get at least a handful of emails of people who are working or they're doing something else, they're stopped at a truck stop, whatever it might be. So make sure that you get in on that, because here we are going into week 9 in the NFL after the Patriots beat the Bills 25-6. 25-6. Now, it would have been a miracle if the Bills had won that game, and of course they didn't. It was a kind of another crazy week in the NFL of some teams that barely won and then some teams that had a big edge and then gave it all back. So, for example, the Rams and the Packers, that was a great game. And it looked like at the end the Packers were going to take it, but the Rams are a perfect 8-0. They won this at home. Big game, 29-27. Jared Goff, the young quarterback for the Rams, 295 passing yards and 3 TDs for him. And how about the Cardinals? They finally win another win. They're 2-6. They beat the 49ers 18-15. The Saints beat the Vikings 30-20. That was an interesting game. And for Minnesota, they were at home. So the Saints, that was a big one for Drew Brees to come up with that. And he did. It was the pass attack full on for sure. And Sunday nights never disappoint. The Colts beat the Raiders 42-28. The Panthers beat the Ravens. Steelers, where they had all kinds of tributes to the people. There were signs and the Steel City preaches love, not hate, that kind of thing. The Steelers beat the Browns 33-18, and oh, the Giants 1-7. Redskins in a rivalry in the NFC East, winners there 20-13. And Pat Mahomes 7-1. The Chiefs, more touchdowns, 4 touchdowns for Pat Mahomes. So while the Bills haven't scored a touchdown in 4 of their last 8 games, Pat Mahomes is a scoring machine. It's crazy. Seahawks beat the Lions. Bengals barely beat the Buccaneers, but they did thanks to a kick. Bears beat the Jets. Eagles in London held off the Jags 24-18. And oh, what a week it was. Don't forget about Nail the Score Wednesday into Thursday in our final segment of the first hour. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Appreciate you all. Make it count, everybody. Preach love, not hate. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.